This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
This week, while the first man has his own righteousness, the self-righteous man, the guy who's on the wide road, the broad road, is an arrogant man who follows a code of behavior. He follows a code of behavior. He doesn't follow everything in the Bible. He picks out certain ones that he will do, mostly the outward things. He's very, very much outwardly focused on the outward behavior of somebody. And so he focuses on those things, and he says, well, I don't do this, 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 and that, and so therefore I am righteous. But he leaves out all of the internal things, all of the thoughts and intents of the heart, all of the attitudes, all of the things that go on in a person's inner being, the criticisms, the judgments, the all of that. He leaves that out, which would obviously disqualify him from being righteous, but he just focuses on the outward manner of things, just like the Pharisees did. Remember we said this is just like the Pharisees. We have Christian Pharisees in the world today, but we also have grace believers, which I trust you are. The one thing about the self-righteous man, the arrogant man, he has not accepted, and this is so important, he's not accepted the fact that in him dwells no good thing. The Apostle Paul accepted that in Romans 7:18 about himself. And he was a pretty self-disciplined guy. He was very disciplined in the way he lived his life. But he had to come to the place where he realized that in me dwells no good thing. I cannot look to myself to produce what God wants. Because if you don't accept that as a premise, then you're always going to be trying to do what God wants while being frustrated with the whole thing and saying, well, the heck with that. I'm just going to do what I want. And hopefully I'll get to heaven. So you're either frustrated with it or you're trying to do it. But when you realize that in me dwells no good thing, that I'm not looking to me to produce anything that's good for God. In Luke 18:19, you remember this statement that Jesus made. Jesus said to him in the 19th verse, Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? Speaking to the ruler, young ruler. Why do you call me good? There is no one good but one, and that is God. Now Jesus refused and rejected the designation of being good. And if anyone in this world could be titled good, it would be him. He was perfect in everything he did, perfect in his thought life, perfect in his attitudes, perfect in his behavior. If anybody could be called good, it would be Jesus. And he said, nope, don't call me good. Because I don't want you to think that I am the source of the goodness. The goodness comes from God. I am standing here in my humanity. And the goodness that comes out from me comes from God. I express God's goodness through my life. But I am not good in and of myself. And neither is any other person on the face of the earth good in and of themselves. We have the opportunity as Christians, as believers, to express God's goodness to one another. That's why one of the ninefold fruits of the Holy Spirit is goodness. The first three, you know, love, joy, and peace. Those are inward fruit. I experience love, joy, and peace on the inside. And then on the outside, it's goodness and meekness and temperance on the outside. those things are expressed to people around me, goodness and gentleness and so forth. So these are things we express God's goodness to people, but we're not good. In us dwells no good thing. I guess you could say, now that I'm a Christian, there's maybe one thing in me that dwells who's good, and that's the Lord. But apart from Him, in and of myself, there's nothing intrinsically inside of me that's good. So any goodness that comes from me must come from God. So now I'm a Christian, and the Holy Spirit prompts me to do something. He prompts me to help somebody, let's say, who's in trouble. They have needs, they have problems, and He prompts me to go and help them, to come to their aid. When I do that, when I obey that, then I am expressing God's goodness to that person. There may be other things in life where people are prompted to do express human goodness to others. But that doesn't come from God. That comes from humanity. He may prompt me to go join the Peace Corps for the next three years. And off I go to the Amazon jungle for 3 years. But God didn't send me there. I just, somebody encouraged me to go. I know a friend that was there. He said it was a blast. So I just kind of hooked on, hoping I'd find some fun and some adventure in my life. And there I go, 3 years in the Amazon, giving people human goodness. Because God didn't send me there. And so He has no obligation to express His goodness to where He doesn't send me. So the self-righteous, the one who's living by a set of rules, the one who's very occupied with the outward behavior and how you look and how you dress and how you act and how you talk, that person doesn't cultivate a relationship with God. Even though they might be saved, but they don't cultivate that fellowship with God to sense the Holy Spirit's promptings, who to help. When Jesus went to the pool in Luke chapter 5, He went there, and there was hundreds of people there that were sick. The Bible says He went to one man. Now, how did He know which man to go to? There's hundreds laying there. The Spirit of God that was upon Him in Luke 4:18 prompted Him to go to that one man. The Spirit of God leads you to the one person or to the two people or wherever he's having you minister. It's His leading that is so important. Because then He leads, you follow, and you express the goodness of God in that situation. But you're not running around expressing human goodness to every situation. If you catch the meaning here this morning. You're not running around just being good everywhere you can be good. You're following the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit. And He is going to lead you to those situations that you can express God's goodness, God's gentleness, God's forgiveness, God's patience. He will bring you to those places. So for the self-righteous guy, the guy who's living in the broad way, the wide way, not the narrow way, the Word of God is not food for him. It's a list. It's just a rule book. It's not food that motivates and inspires him. It's not food that causes him to want to walk with God even closer. It's just a book of rules. Out of that book, he reads it, and in every other paragraph, it's, aha, I know somebody who doesn't do that. Aha, I know that person doesn't do that. It's just a rule book to them. It's just the criteria on how to judge people. People that know the Bible but don't really fellowship with the Lord are the worst critics in the world. They're the most judgmental people in the world because the Bible gives them all this stuff with which to judge with. But they don't have fellowship with God, and so they don't communicate and express His goodness and His graciousness. They just use it to nitpick everybody. So the truth is that to be right with God, to be righteous, to be right with God is a gift. It is not the reward for you being obedient. It is a gift. It was given to you the moment you believed on Jesus Christ. The second you believed, God declared you from heaven. He said, that guy is righteous. That lady is righteous. Romans 5:17. The B part, those who receive an abundance of grace and of the gift, the gift of righteousness. It's a gift. You are right with God, not because of your behavior, not because you do certain things, not because you've quit doing certain things, but simply because God gave you the gift and said, you are from this moment on throughout all eternity righteous. And in Isaiah 61:10, I have a robe to put on you, and it is a robe of righteousness to cover you completely. When my Father looks at you, my Father will see nothing but the righteousness of his Son, Jesus. He will not see any of your flaws or failures. He will not impute sin to you. So I became right with God the second I believed. I didn't know that. I spent a few years trying to get right with God. I got saved, and then I had to go spend years trying to get right with God and never really achieved it. Tried to beat this addiction, this problem, this situation, get these thoughts out of my head, stop being so critical, stop. I tried to do all that stuff, and I could never become righteous. Because nobody told me it was a gift. They said, now that you're saved, brother, you got to do some things here. You got to toe the line. You got to live up to God's expectations if you want to be right with him. And if you fail, you're not right with him anymore. And that's how they came at us. Not just me, but many of us. But I became right the second I believed. When I looked at myself in the mirror, I was tempted to feel unrighteous, especially with all these so-called preachers telling me that I wasn't righteous unless I lived up to certain standards. So I was very tempted to feel unrighteous, not right with God, falling short, not somebody God would want to answer any prayers for, not somebody God was very interested in, not somebody that God was going to help. Because, I mean, look at the way I lived. Look at how I talked. Look at my thought life. Horrible. Therefore, at some point when I learned the grace of God, when you learned the grace of God, we had to, by faith, agree with what God said concerning us. We had to accept it. We had to stop looking in the mirror at myself and start looking in the mirror of God's Word in James chapter 1 and start identifying myself with what God said. To get out of that feeling of unrighteousness, feeling of unworthiness, feeling of being a third and fourth class Christian, feeling of being no good, falling short, I needed to embrace by faith what God said about me. And when that took place, I agreed with what God said, not how I felt about myself. I was willing to accept my perfection in Christ. It was genuine.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Fifth Street Pharmacy of Okeechobee is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Longtime pharmacists Blair Coolwin and Tom Bimbo, along with their dedicated staff,